This is a number yesterday of people not paying.
At 2 o'clock,
we have one million.
We have six people not paying.
We've 96 people not paying. We've 796 people not paying. We've 3,796 people not paying. We've 73,796 people not paying. We've 473,796 households not paying. And what's this one? 1,473,796 households not paying. It's not just household Joe Higgins, Socialist Party United Left Alliance TD. He's well known the length and breadth of this country. And he's going to introduce the rally.
Okay, follow that. What? A hard year in Gilbert Shears, Kurim Kid Mina Falcha, Riven Slua Untakshaw, Jacodin Faftus, in Iconica Tilig Agasishka, O Dunanal, Gulok Arman, O Connemara, the Black Clear, Confactus, Dangan Lawyer, and I again made the Tommy Cap is me coin. Government ministers are saying that the massive 80% who have not registered and paid 1 week from their deadline is because people are leaving until the last minute. Some in the big business media are saying people aren't registering because they don't know anything about this tax. They say Phil Hogan, the minister, is in Egypt. Yeah. He's lying around with his head in the clouds, and that's true. Yeah. He's made a mess of it. Yeah. He's all over the place. Yeah. Fair enough. I will give them that. I think it's still going a bit too far to say that the first poor Phil heard about the household tax was in the middle of January when he saw posters going up against it around the country. They are getting desperate. There was a report last week that Big Phil was seen taking down campaign posters in Kildare into the back of the ministerial mark. When challenged, he said, Jesus' registration is very slow in Kilkenny. I need to put these up there to remind the people about this. There is, however, to be serious, a certain denigration of our campaign in some sections of the media. One prominent commentator said on national radio last week, referred to a raggle-taggle group, "Look around at this magnificent rally. Does this look like a raggle-taggle group of anything?" The truth is, dear friends, some people would say that you'd have to go back to the days of Davitt and the Land League to find such a disciplined, well-organised and democratic campaign of people power on this island. The truth is that a massive revolt is underway in the grassroots of society. This revolt is among the decent, hitherto silent majority of ordinary men and women, the salt of the earth, who paid over all the decades all their taxes when the powerful, wealthy elite were criminally salting theirs away in Ansbacher accounts and in offshore islands. This is a revolt among the generation in their 20s and 30s, blackmailed into 40-year loans and obscenely high monthly mortgages for the simple human right to own a home. This is a revolt among the hundreds of thousands forced onto the dole queues because the same elite whose corruption from top to bottom, as Mahon told us yesterday, crashed our economy and brought our economy and our people to the problems we have today. Now the government says the household tax is about local services. That's a lie. They cut 170 million from local services in the budget. That cut went to the bailout of bankers and speculators. Now they want us to fill the gap. The household tax is another plank of the bailout austerity policy. They say that austerity is working after 3.5 years of savage cuts in incomes, in health and education, that the economy will take off like a rocket. That is a lie. The Central Statistics Office told us the other day that the domestic economy slumped 2.5% last year and unfortunately is in recession again. Dear friends, the reality and the truth is austerity is ripping the life out of our economy, decimating our services, condemning 500,000 of our people to unemployment and tens of thousands of our youth to immigration. The household tax is another plank in that austerity, and that is why this magnificent campaign of people power is so absolutely urgent, because we are defending against a new raft of home and water taxes that will quickly go to €1,000 a year and beyond. But we are also fighting for something even bigger. We are fighting for our future and the future of our children. We are demanding an end to the disastrous bailout austerity policy, an end to the subvention of the financial markets, the billionaire bondholders, and instead investment by the billion in our society to create the jobs, the services, the health of our people, care for our old, all the things that we need. Now, in February 2010, 2 years ago, as a member of the European Parliament, I facilitated a meeting of groups and individuals with a history of campaigns to put in place what we knew was coming down the line. On that basis, we resolved then that a mass boycott of these taxes, mass peaceful civil disobedience, would have to be the crucial weapon on which we would rely, people power. Since the general election, which has returned a huge majority for the government, this boycott is even more critical. With their massive majority, they think they can break their promises and walk away, and they can in the Dáil, but they cannot defeat a massive movement of people power. Now I salute
maybe you just keep your applause for the end so I don't cut into other people's time, and because there's one or two key other points in the introduction. I do salute the 9TDs who stand four square with this campaign. But that is why, because of the need for the people power and the boycott, we should say to other leading individuals and opposition politicians who are now making noise about the injustice of this campaign, don't talk about it. Declare four square for the boycott and join behind the campaign as the weapon with which we will win. We also said we wanted a democratic and inclusive campaign built among the ordinary salt of the earth in our community. That is what's happening. That has to intensify. We stand in the great tradition of men and women who fought, for example, for social justice in the lockout of Dublin of 1913. Because of their sacrifice, we have many rights today. We now are fighting for the future rights for our children and our fellow citizens. As you saw, a massive 1,400,000 plus had not registered. We have a government that is increasingly desperate. You may not have seen today because you were travelling. The Irish Independent said, scandalously, that council staff are going to be sent out on Monday the 2nd of April to knock on every door of people who hadn't paid. This is an attempt at orchestrated intimidation and bullying. Phil Hogan thinks he can bully the ordinary people of this country. We have a different message. We will isolate the bullies instead, and we will put them on the back foot. The people, and this message must go to every corner of the country, must not fear the government. The government must fear the people when they are speaking the way they are today. It's time, dear friends, can I say as well, there will be an attempt to abuse council workers. Can I say for once, will the Irish Congress of Trade Union stand up and say no worker should be abused and sent to the doors to blackmail decent people into this tax? So, in conclusion, dear friends, leaving this magnificent rally today, please go back with the message to family, to friends, to neighbours, to workers. Every day for the next 7 days, turn political pressure on this government. Let's assemble in our thousands at the Fine Gael Ardéis. Let's assemble at the Labour Party conference on April the 14th. Let's have May Day as a massive day of defiance. They also are going to bring us to try a new austerity treaty. We haven't time to deal with it. Please do discuss it in the local democratic organs of this campaign, because it makes for more cuts. Discuss it and consider joining the campaign to defeat more austerity. In December 1996, as a result of a magnificent three-year campaign of boycott and people power, we forced the abolition by the Labour and Fine Gael government of water taxes all over this country. People power won. We will win again on this nefarious tax.